I have suffered from mental illness for about 9 years or so. I've worked with the Canadian Mental Health Association unofficially for a while. I've reached out and used them as a resource for a while. And I live right downtown Barrie, so I see a lot of people that are struggling with mental illness, and I also hear a lot of people that obviously don't have an understanding of what mental illness is, what it's like, and there's a lot of stigma surrounding it. So I had the idea one day to put on a show at the Fox Lounge, and it kind of just blew up from there. People started asking to perform, and this is the first time doing it, and it just grew.
Now people are actually approaching you and hoping to be able to be on the stage there?
Yeah, I thought I was going to have trouble finding people, but there seems to be a desire for people not only to share their own stories, but for people that don't have mental illness to learn more, to speak up for those who can't speak up themselves or feel they can't.
Do you think that support for this type of issue is growing as a general rule?
It is. It still has a very, very long way to go. But I've seen amazing leaps and bounds, even just within my own community, my own circle of friends. The outpouring of support towards this event has been phenomenal. Overall, I think compared to when I was diagnosed 9 years ago to now, it's night and day, but it's still a long way to go.
What can we expect from the actual event? If I were to go, what am I going to see?
So the first part of the night, it starts at 5, and there's going to be a series of artists, there's going to be poets, there's going to be individual musicians and authors such as myself, and they're all just going to showcase their own work, whether it's related to their mental health, others' mental health experiences. So it all follows into the same theme, but I'm trying to get as many examples as I can of people's stories so that people see that it's not just one thing. It's varying in levels of severity. It's varying in how people react to it, how people see it. So it'll be 15, 20-minute sets of people playing music and talking. We have a slam poet coming. We have a few artists, and they're all local artists. And throughout the night, there'll also be raffle giveaways. We're going to do some dares for donations.
Whoa, I got to interrupt you there. Dares for donations?
Yes, so we're going to have a few people selected, and we're going to put them on the spot and say, if we can get $20 in this hat, they'll have to do a shot of hot sauce or something. I just think it's a fun way to get people involved and bring some levity to what's going to be a really heavy topic.
Well, that's the thing that struck me the most about this, and maybe you can speak to it a little bit more, is that it seems to be a really fun event. It's a novel event, too. I don't think anybody has ever done anything like this before. So, I don't know. Is there an importance to bringing levity to these types of events?
I think it is important to bring some levity. There's going to be a lot of stories that people may not sugarcoat, and I don't think it's something that should be sugarcoated. If we sugarcoat it too much, then it loses a lot of its power and its meaning. Sometimes you need to just stand up and call it what it is, and it's a horrible thing that many people suffer from.
If anybody want to get involved, how can other people can contribute?
Well, there's quite a few ways. So simply donating to the Canadian Mental Health Association through starttalking.ca will go towards our local branch. So this is the point I want to drive home, is that all proceeds, and I mean all proceeds, even the bands and artists that are selling stuff there, the books I sell there, a portion of that up to them is going to the Canadian Mental Health Association, Simcoe County, for the construction of a new youth center. There's a GoFundMe that was started as well for people who couldn't make it to the show. It's GoFundMe.com/smashthestigma. You can find the information. It's all on the event page on Facebook. The event's called the Foxy Fundraiser for Mental Health Awareness. Besides monetary donations, just educate yourself. Just have these conversations that people don't have, and open your mind, share your story, and just stop being afraid. Because it's the silence that's really, really destroying a lot of people, because they feel it's taboo, or they feel like they will be put in this box. And I've definitely experienced that myself in many situations. But you know, I got to a point where I had to speak up. So it's free to get in until 9 p.m., and it's all ages until 9 p.m., and then it's $5, all of which will go to the Canadian Mental Health Association, and it's 19 plus at that time.